Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Viewers, this is the 15th episode of the 18th topic. In the last episode, we had started to discuss the opinions of our various authorities on the nature of transmission of the canonical readings as well as the Qiraat. And we had seen that almost all authorities that we had discussed in our previous talk, they had posited the fact that all these readings are ahad and can in no way be regarded as mutawatir. Today, I shall present some more scholars in this regard, their opinions and their views, which shall further corroborate the fact that all these readings are ahad, and none of our authorities, none of our scholars of repute have ever regarded them to be mutawatir. So I am now today going to begin with the personality and with the person of Imam Fakhruddin Razi, the very celebrated mufassir or exegete of the Quran. His Tafsir al-Kabir is one of the premier exegesis of the Quran, and let me present what he has written in his Tafsir al-Kabir. So he starts off by saying, اتفق الأكثرون على أن القراءات المشهورة منقولة بالنقل المتواتر وفيه إشكال وذلك لأن نقول هذه القراءات المشهورة إما أن تكون منقولة بالنقل المتواتر أو لا تكون. فإن كان الأول فحينئذ قد ثبت بالنقل المتواتر أن الله تعالى قد خير المكلفين بين هذه القراءات وصفى بينها في الجواز. وإذا كان كذلك كان ترجيح بعضها على البعض واقيا على خلاف الحكم الثابت بالتواتر. ففجب أن يكون الذاهبون إلى ترجيح البعض على البعض مستوجبين للتفسيق إن لم يلزمهم التكفير. لكن نرى أن كل واحد من هؤلاء القراء يختص بنوع معين من القراءات ويحمل الناس عليها ويمنعهم من غيرها، فوجب أن يلزم في حقهم ما ذكرناه. وأما إن قلنا إن هذه القراءات ما ثبتت بالتواتر بل بطريق الآحاد، فحينئذ يخرج القرآن عن كونه مفيدا للجزم والقطع واليقين، وذلك باطل بالإجماع. ولقائل أن يجيب عنه فيقول بعضها متواتر ولا خلاف بين الأمة فيه وتجويز القراءة بكل واحد منها وبعضها من باب الآحاد، وكون بعض القراءات من باب الآحاد لا يقتضي خروج القرآن بكليته عن كونه قطعيا والله أعلم. So Imam Razi has presented a view in detail in his Tafsir al-Kabir, and a simple translation of this paragraph which I have cited from his Tafsir al-Kabir would read that most people unanimously agree that the famous readings are transmitted through tawatur. However, there is a complication in this, as his words are fihi ishkal. This is because we say that these famous readings are either transmitted through tawatur or not. So he presents the two possibilities, that these famous readings are either mutawatir or they are not. If it is the first case, then it is substantiated to tawatur that God has given human beings the freedom to choose between them and has also regarded them to be equal as far as reading them is concerned. So obviously this is a very very obvious conclusion that if these readings are mutawatir, then we also know that that God has given us the equal choice and freedom to choose between any of them, because all of them are mutawatir. This would be a natural corollary. And then he says, and if this is the case, then giving preference to one over the other is against this directive, which is substantiated to tawatur. It is thus necessary that those who have given this preference be regarded as the defiant, though this may not entail regarding them to be disbelievers. So he says that on the other hand, we find that the Qurra give preference to one another, their own reading, of course, and they even induce people to follow their reading and abandon the reading of others, and this would obviously be something which is against the tawatur or the hukm al-tawatur, which is gauged through these readings, because this would mean that we are giving preference to one reading over the other, and this is not allowed, because if all of these readings are transmitted to mutawatir, then this preference cannot be given. So this is the ishkal that he is explaining. So however, we see that each of these readers have specialized in a specific reading and induced people to adopt it and stop them from adopting other readings. So this is what the point I was just explaining, that we see on the other hand that they are the readers, they actually induce and they urge people to adopt their own reading and abandon or leave aside the readings of others. So it is essential that what we have just said about them be necessarily accepted regarding the Qur'an. Now, if we say that these readings are validated, are not validated to Tawatur, but to Ahad, so that is the next part. But as far as the previous part is concerned, he says the problem which has actually arisen, or with the ishkal, or the complication which arises, is that if these readings are regarded to be mutawatir, then how can it be justified that people are, or the Qurra would like to induce and urge people to accept their reading and abandon the readings of others, because this is not allowed to them. Because if all of these are mutawatir, they cannot say that my reading is correct and you follow my reading and abandon the reading of someone else. So this is something which would, if they do this, then this would entail their tafsiq. They would be regarded as defiant. And of course, if they are not doing this, then the only conclusion is that they are not actually regarding their reading to be mutawatir. So if they are not regarding each other to be fasiq because of the fact that they are choosing one reading over the other, and this choice is left to people, so this only means that actually these readings are not mutawatir. So this is then an obvious corollary of what he has just said. Now he comes to the second part, and the second part actually says that what if these readings are ahad, if they are considered to be ahad, and what is the problem then that which arises in that case? So he says, now if we say that these readings are not validated through tawatur but through ahad, then the Quran will no longer give the benefit of being certain and absolute, and this is baseless without any exception. So obviously, if the Quran is not mutawatir, then it will not give or yield certain knowledge, and it will lose its patiyat, its certainty. So this is the problem which arises. So he says, so a person who raises this question can be answered by saying that some of the content of some of these readings is mutawatir, and there is no difference of opinion among the ummah in this, and it is allowed that each of these readings can be read. And some of the content of these readings are ahad, and the fact that some of them have ahad content does not entail that the Quran no longer is absolute in its entirety, and God knows best. So he's trying to unconvincingly put forth the fact that if we are not mutawatir, and since they are not mutawatir, because we know that the Qurra give preference to one reading or the other, and therefore if this is done, then this can only mean that they regard these readings to be non-mutawatir. Then the other option is that they should be regarded as ahad. But if they are regarded as ahad, then the problem is that the Quran will lose its certainty. So he has come up with a solution, or maybe a reconciliation, by saying that we should regard part of them to be ahad and part of them to be mutawatir, and think that perhaps that the mutawatir content abounds. And if the mutawatir content abounds, then this would mean that the Quran is still certain. And I would say that this is not a very convincing explanation. But the fact is that the question that he has raised in this excerpt is very pertinent, and he says that they cannot be regarded as mutawatir, because had they been mutawatir, then the Qurra giving preference to their own reading and abandoning them the others, then this would not have been on, because in the case of mutawatir, they could not have done so. Mutawatir means that all of them have equal preference, and one cannot say that you follow this and do not follow that. So we can see, viewers, from this excerpt from Imam Razi, how the problem is placed in historical context as far as this tawatur is concerned. We shall take up some of the important points again, once again, when we sum up in the very last topic, the nature of this tawatur and how this transmission has actually taken place. But for now, Imam Razi's opinion is very clear, or at least if it is not his opinion, because at times he does not subscribe to opinions, he just cites these opinions. So whatever he has cited here, it is very clear from this excerpt that these readings cannot be regarded as mutawatir, because as I said, if they are regarded as mutawatir, then giving the one preference and abandoning another one is absolutely not allowed, and which has actually taken place. So the obvious conclusion is that they are not mutawatir. But then if they are not mutawatir, then they have to be regarded as ahad, and if they are ahad, then the Quran loses its certainty. So this is the complication that which Imam Razi has actually tried to come to grips with. Now let me move on to another very celebrated authority in this regard, and he is Shahabuddin Abu Shamma, and he in his Al-Murshid Al-Waziz has also commented on this issue. So he says, وَقَدْ شَاعَ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَةِ جَمَعَةٍ مِنَ الْمُقْرِئِينَ الْمُتَأَخِّرِينَ وَغَيْرِهِمْ مِنَ الْمُقَلِّدِينَ أَنَّ الْقِرَاءَةَ السَّبْعَ كُلَّهَا مُتَوَاتِرَةٌ أي كل فرد مما روي عن هؤلاء الأئمة السبعة قالوا والقطع بأنها منزلة من عند الله واجب ونحن بهذا نقول ولكن فيما اجتمعت على نقله عنهم الطرق واتفقت عليه الفرق من غير نكير له مع أنه شاع واشتهر واستفاز فلا أقل من اشتراط ذلك إذ لم يتفق التواتر في بعضها فإن القراءة السبع المراد بها ما روي عن الأئمة السبع القراء المشهورين وذلك المروي عنهم منقسم إلى ما أجمع عليه أنهم لم يختلف فيه الطرق وإلى ما اختلف فيه بمعنى أنه نفيت نسبته إليهم في بعض الطرق. So, a group of later scholars and others among the Muqallideen have widely transmitted the notion that all the seven readings are mutawatir, that is, each part and each of their components. So, kullu fardin fardin. They said, it is certain that each of them has been revealed from God. So he says, Abu Shama says, we are also of the same opinion. However, only when all these readers agree on the transmission of a reading and all the groups are unanimous on them without any difference of opinion. Moreover, the reading must be famous, well-known and widely circulated. So when some parts of these readings are not mutawatir, then lesser than these aforementioned conditions shall not be accepted. Indeed, the seven readings refer to the ones which are transmitted by the seven famous chief readers. Whatever they have transmitted can be divided into what is transmitted unanimously from them without any variation and into what is narrated from them with a difference in variation so that it is not ascribed to some of these readers in some variance. So, till now he has clearly told us that as far as these readings are concerned, they can only be regarded as mutawatir at places in which all the readers are unanimous, they agree upon. However, where they do not agree upon, where they have differences, then in those portions, they cannot be regarded as mutawatir. They have to be regarded as ahad. And he has actually said that this is something which is very clear. And he also, furthermore, goes on to write, he says, فَالْحَاسِلْ أَنَّ لَسْنَا مِمَّنْ يَلْتَزِمُ التَّوَاتُرْ فِي جَمِيرَ الْفَازِ الْمُخْتَلِفِ فِيهَا بَيْنِ الْقُرَّابِ بل القراءات كلها تنقسم إلى متواتر وغيره وغاية ما يبديه مدعي التواتر المشهور منها أنه متواتر عن ذلك الإمام الذي نصبت تلك القراءات إليه بعد أن يجهد نفسه في استقراء الطرق والواسطة إلا أنه يبقى عليه التواتر من ذلك الإمام إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل فرد من ذلك وها هنا تسكب العبرات فإنها من ثم لم تنقل إلا أحادا إلا اليسير منها. And this is even more clear what he has surmised. He says, in conclusion, we do not regard that there exists tawatur in all the variant words transmitted from the readers. So he categorically says that this is not the case, that they are regarded as mutawatir in every component and part. In fact, all the readings are divided into mutawatir and non-mutawatir. This is evident to a person who is fair-minded and knowledgeable and has pondered on the readings and their chains of transmission. What is best evident to a person who lays claim to the tawatur of the famous among them is that they are mutawatir from that reader or imam to which the reading is ascribed after a person has carefully examined all the sections of transmission from the beginning to the end and the middle. However, there does not exist tawatur from that imam to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself in every component of his reading. At that time, tears should be shed, because at that instance it becomes evident that except a few, all of them are transmitted through ahad. So it is further he has elaborated on his point of view, and he says that the fact that these readings are mutawatir, it can only be concluded when all the qurra agree. And in all its components, in all its parts, and therefore that is the only place where they have to be, they can be regarded as mutawatir. And he says that at most we can say that they are mutawatir from that particular imam, from the reader to the imam of that reading. But as far as the tawatir is concerned, from the prophet, from the imam to the prophet, it is not established in every component. So that reader to which the reading is ascribed is the person from below that person, or the chains of narration which emanate from him towards its students, it is only mutawatir from there. But as far as the tawatir is concerned, from that reader to the Prophet himself, he says that they are ahad, and a few of them, all of them are transmitted through ahad. He says that this is absolutely evident, and in every component of these readings from the reader to the Prophet himself, we can see that this condition of tawatir is not met. Now let me move on, viewers, to the next person in this regard, and that he is Imam Zahabi. So Imam Zahabi, in his Siru Alam al-Nubala, he is the person from whom I'm now going to cite some references. So he says, فَكَسِيرٌ مِنْ الْقِرَاعَةِ تَدَّعُونَ تَوَاتُرَهَا وَبِالْجَهَدِ أَنْ تَقْدِرُوا عَلَى غَيْرِ الْأَحَادِ فِيهَا وَنَحْنُ نَقُولُ نَطْلُبِهَا وَإِنْ كَانَتْ لَا تُعْرَفْ إِلَّا أَنْ وَاحِدٍ لكونها تلقيت بالقبول فأفادت العلم وهذا واقع في حروف كثيرة وقراءات عديدة ومن ادعى تواترها فقد كابر الحس. So Imam Zahabi says, there are many readings whose tawatur is claimed by you, but with difficulty will you get hold among them of those which are not ahad. So that is something which has been claimed. So is claimed by you, but with difficulty will you get hold among them of those which are not ahad. And we say that we shall read them even though they are transmitted by ahad, because they have been generally accepted, and hence constitute knowledge. This is how he has actually laid his claim, that since they have been generally accepted, so therefore we will accept them. He says that this trait can be seen in many readings and recitals, and those who claim that they are mutawatir, they negate observation. So Imam Zahabi is even more strict here, and he's even more stern, and he's categorical here. He says that there are many readings whose tawatir is claimed by you, but with difficulty will you get hold among them of those which are not ahad. So very, very few readings can be regarded to be mutawatir. Most of them are ahad. But he says that we shall read them even though if they are transmitted through ahad. So it's like saying that since we do not find them to be mutawatir, but we will still accept them even though they are ahad, because people have generally accepted them. So, and his words are likawniha tulukiyat bil kubul, because they have been generally accepted by the masses, so we will also accept them. Again, we can clearly see that this acceptance is because not of the fact that they are mutawatir, but because of the fact that people have generally accepted them. And he says that this reading is seen in many readings and recitals, and those who claim that they are mutawatir. I think this last sentence of his needs our special attention. He says, "Waman iddaa tawaturaha, fakad kabr al his." He who claims that these are mutawatir, he is actually belying. He's negating observation. I think one cannot go beyond this in expressing the fact that these readings are not mutawatir. So viewers, now we're going to move on to the next person in this regard, and he is Imam Badruddin Zarkashi, and I'm going to just read out an excerpt from his Al-Burhan fi Ulum al-Quran. His words are, أَنَّ الْقِرَاءَةَ السَّبْعَ مُتَوَاتِرَةٌ عِنْدَ الْجَمْهُورِ وَقِيلَ بَلْ مَشْهُورَةٌ وَالتَّحْقِيقُ أَنَّهُ مُتَوَاتِرَةٌ عَنِ الْعِمَّةَ السَّبْعَ أَمَّا تَوَاتُرُهَا عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَفِيهِ النَّظَرُ فَإِنَّ إِسْنَادَ الْأَئِمَّةِ السَّبْعَ بِهَذِهِ الْقِرَاءَةِ السَّبْعَ مَوْجُودٌ فِي كُتُبِ الْقِرَاءَةِ وَهِيَ نَقْلُ الْوَاحِدِ عَنِ الْوَاحِدِ لَمْ تُكْمِلْ شُرُوطَ التَّوَاتُرِ فِي اسْتِوَاءِ الطَّرَفَيْنِ وَالْوَاسِطَةِ وَهَذَا شَيْءٌ مَوْجُودٌ فِي كُتُبِهِمْ وَقَدْ أَشَارَ الشَّيْخُ شَهَابُ الدِّينِ أَبُو شَامَةَ فِي كِتَابِهِ الْمُرْشِدُ الْوَجِيزُ إِلَى شَيْءٍ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. So Imam Badruddin Zarkashi is very categorical in this regard, as far as the nature of this transmission is concerned. His words are, in the opinion of the majority, the seven readings are mutawatir, and one opinion is they are mashhura. In this regard, the correct opinion is that these readings are mutawatir from their seven respective readers. As for their tawatir from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, it is questionable. His words are fafi nazar. This is because the chains of narration of the readings of these seven readers are found in the books of Qira'at, and they constitute one person narrating from another, not fulfilling the conditions of tawatur in the upper and lower sections, as well as the middle one of isnad. And this is something which is found in their books and partly referred to by Shahabuddin Abu Shamma in his book Al-Murshid Al-Wajiz. So Imam Zarkashi is very clear in this regard, and he says that as far as tawatur is concerned, it can be claimed that it is found from the reader himself and then downwards. But as far as him, he is concerned, and from him to the Prophet is concerned, he says that these are ahad, and they do not qualify to be mutawatir. And as you can see, that his words are wahiya naklul wahid anil wahid. So it is a few individuals or one person narrating from another person. They do not conform to the status of mutawatir. And he says that this has also been partly alluded to by Shahabuddin Abu Shamma. Now, viewers, I'm going to cite before you another very prominent authority of his times, and he is Ibn al-Jazari, and he is someone who is regarded to be one of the champions and one of the foremost scholars of Qiraat, and his An-Nashr fil Qiraat al-Ashr is one of the outstanding works in this regard. Similarly, his Ghayatul Nihaya fit Tabaqat al-Qurra is another very outstanding work in this regard, which is actually a companion of the biography of the famous readers. So let me just read out what Ibn al-Jazri has said in his An-Nashr fil Qiraat al-Ashr. So he says, while discussing the isnad in the transmission of a reading, he says, وَقَوْلُنَا وَصَّحَّ سَنَدُهَا نَعْنِي بِهِ أَنْ يَرْوِيَ تِلْكَ الْقِرَاءَ الْعَدَلْ الزَّابِطِ عَنْ مِثْلِهِ وَحَاكَذَا حَتَّى يَنْتَهِيَ وَتَكُونُ مَعَ ذَلِكَ مَشْهُورَةً عِنْدَ أَئِمَّةِ هَذَا الشَّانِ غَيْرَ مَعْدُودَةٍ عِنْدَهُمْ مِنَ الْغَلَطِ أَوْ مِمَّا شَزَّ بِهَا بَعْضُهُمْ. So he says, and by our words, its isnad should be sahih. That is one of the conditions that he has actually cited for a reading to be correct. He says, when I say this, so he's explaining what it actually meant. So by our words, its isnad should be sahih. We mean that a reading should be transmitted by a trustworthy person having a sound memory from a similar person right up to the end of the chain of narration. And moreover, the reading should be well known. It should be widely attested. It should be mashura. It should be well known in the opinion of scholars of this discipline who are well versed with the knowledge of isnad and should not be one that is regarded as incorrect by them or which is regarded to be anomalous by some of them. Now, he further writes, وَقَدْ شَرَطَ بَعْضُ الْمُتَأَخِّرِينَ التَّوَاتُرُ فِي هَذَا الرُّكُنْ وَلَمْ يَكْتَفِي بِصِحَةِ السَّنَدِ وَزَمَ عَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَا يَسْبُطُ إِلَّا بِالتَّوَاتُرُ وَأَنَّ مَا جَاءَ مَجِيَ الْأَحَادِ لَا يَسْبُطُ بِهِ قُرْآنَ قَالْ وَهَذَا مِمَّا لَا يَخْفَى مَا فِيهِ فَإِنَّ التَّوَاتُرُ إِذَا سَبَتَ لَا يُحْتَاجْ فِيهِ إِلَى الرُّكْنَيْنِ الْأَخِيرَيْنِ مِنَ الرَّسْمِ وَغَيْرِهِ إِذْ مَا سَبَتَ مِنْ أَحْرُفِ الْخِلَافِ مُتَوَاتِرًا عَنِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم وَجَبَ قُبُولُهُ وَقُتِيَ بِكَوْنِهِ قُرْآنًا سَوَاءٌ وَافَقَ الرَّسْمُ أَمْ لَا وَإِذَا شَرَطْنَا التَّوَاتُرَ فِي كُلِّ حَرْفٍ مِنْ حُرُوفِ الْخِلَافِ انْتَفَى كَثِيرٌ مِنْ أَحْرُفِ الْخِلَافِ السَّابِتَةِ سَبْعَ وَغَيْرِهِمْ وَقَدْ كُنْتُ قَبْلُ أَجْنَهُ إِلَى هَذَا الْقَوْلِ ثُمَّ ظَهَرَ فَسَادُهُ وَمُوَافَقَةُ أَئِمَّةِ السَّلَفِ وَالْخَلْفِ. Now he is now actually telling us how once he himself thought that these readings are mutawatir, but later on he actually came to realize that this is not correct and that these are ahad. But just let me first read out the translation of what I have just cited. And he says, and some later scholars have imposed tawatur in this condition and not deem it sufficient to rely on merely the correctness of the isnad. They maintain that the Quran is not validated except through tawatur, and what is transmitted through a few individuals cannot be acclaimed as the Quran. One can see the absurdness of this condition of tawatur. So he says that people do claim, there are some scholars who have claimed that these readings are mutawatir, and since the Quran is only acceptable, which is transmitted to tawatur. So he says that the absurdness of this condition is very evident to him. This is because if it is imposed, then it will not require the other conditions like the conformity with the script and the other one, which of course it should be correct, it should have correct Arabic. So if this condition is imposed, he says, then we would not require any undercondition, because it is sufficient to say that if some reading is mutawatir, then no other condition is required, because that is the ultimate condition. He says, this is because if various readings are transmitted through tawatir from the Prophet, it is essential to accept them whether they are in conformity with the script or not. So this is what he says. This, if these readings are transmitted from the Prophet, then whether they are in conformity with the script or not, this is immaterial, because tawatir in itself yields certain knowledge, ilmun zaruri, and therefore they have to be accepted. And if we impose the condition of tawatir for all the variant readings, then many of the variant readings validated by these seven imams and others will be negated, because he knows that these readings by these seven imams, they are not mutawatir. If this condition is imposed, then we will lose many of these readings. And he himself admits, previously I held this opinion, later its baselessness became evident to me, and the agreement of the past scholars of the past and the present is against this as well. So you see, he had initially also this opinion, which he had actually expressed in his book, Munjid al-Muqriyin. And if I just cite what he had said in his Munjid al-Muqriyin, the words are, كُلُّ قِرَاءَةٍ وَافَقَتْ الْعَرَبِيَّةِ مُطْلَقًا وَافَقَتْ أَحَدُ الْمَصَاحِفِ الْعُثْمَانِيَّةِ وَلَوْ تَقْدِيرًا وَتَوَاتَرَ نَقْلُهَا هَذِهِ الْقِرَاءَةِ الْمُتَوَاتِرَةِ الْمَكْتُوبِهَا, which means every reading which is in agreement with Arabic in the absolute sense and is in accordance with any of the Uthmanic codices, even to the slightest, and is transmitted to tawatur, here is the word tawatur, then such a reading is mutawatir, about whose certainty there is no doubt. So, Al-Munjid al-Muqriyin, which was his previous book in this regard, he had actually subscribed to the condition of tawatur, but as I've just said, in An-Nashr fil Qiraat al-Ashr, he says that this is not correct. And he himself held this opinion, but he gave up this opinion, and he actually now subscribes to the opinion that they are ahad. After doing away with the condition of tawatur, Ibn al-Jazri points out the conditions of accepting a reading. So now that he has himself submitted or confessed the fact that these are not mutawatir, he himself has now presented the conditions of these readings which have become acceptable, and this itself shows that the way he has imposed these conditions, that they cannot be mutawatir, because if they had been mutawatir, these conditions would not have been imposed by him. See, he himself says that these are the three conditions which make a reading acceptable. So the discussion now boils down to the acceptability or the non-acceptability of a reading. It does not relate to the fact that they are mutawatir or not. Now he's discussing the fact that these are the readings or these conditions on the basis of which a reading is acceptable. So he says, كُلُّ قِرَاءَةٍ وَافَقَتْ الْعَرَبِيَّةِ وَلَوْ بِوَجْهٍ وَافَقَتْ أَحَدَ الْمَصَاحِفِ الْعُثْمَانِيَّةِ وَلَوْ إِحْتِمَالًا وَصَحَّ سَنَدُهَا فِيهَا الْقِرَاءَةَ السَّهِيَّةَ الَّتِي لَا يَجُوزُ رَدُّهَا وَلَا يَحِلُّ إِنْكَارُهَا بَلْ هِيَ مِنَ الْأَحْرُفِ السَّبْعَةِ الَّتِي نَزَلَ بِهَا الْقُرْآنُ ووجب على الناس قبولها سواء كانت عن الأئمة السبعة أم عن العشرة أم عن غيرهم من الأئمة المقبولين ومتى اختل ركن من هذه الأركان الثلاثة أطلق عليها ضعيفة أو شاذة أو باطلة سواء كانت عن السبعة أو عمن هو أكبر منهم هذا هو الصحيح عند أئمة التحقيق من السلف والخلف صرح بذلك الداني ومكي ومهدوي وأبو شامة وهو مذهب السلف الذي لا يعرف أن أحد منهم خلافه. This is now something of a very comprehensive nature that he has stated. He says that any reading which is grammatically correct by any means is according to the script of any of the Uthmanic codices in any way and whose chain of narration is sahih cannot be rejected. So these are the three conditions that he has imposed. In fact, it is from among the seven ahruf on which the Quran was revealed, whether the reading is narrated from the seven readers or the ten or anyone of acknowledged status besides them. When any of these three criteria is not fulfilled for a reading, then such a reading shall be considered weak or unknown. His words are shaz. Or unacceptable, whether it be from the seven readers or the ten or from those who are even greater than these. So, a reading has to satisfy these criteria to be acceptable, otherwise, from whoever it comes, it shall be rejected, it shall not be accepted. Now, this is after stating these conditions and after telling us that these are the acceptable conditions, or conditions which make a reading acceptable, he makes a statement and tells us how many people of the past, authorities of the past, actually subscribe to this opinion. So he says, this is the correct opinion according to the researches of the past and recent times. Imam Abu Amr Usman ibn Sayyid al-Dani has corroborated it. So Imam Dani has corroborated it. Imam Abu Muhammad Makki ibn Abi Talib, he has also corroborated it. We have already discussed their excerpts earlier on in the previous episode. He says the Imam Abu Muhammad Makki ibn Abi Talib has also explicitly stated this on more than one occasion. And then Imam Abu Labbas Ahmad ibn Ammar al-Mahdawi has and emphasized by Imam Abu al-Qasim Abdul Rahman ibn Ismail, commonly known as Abu Shamma. So he has said that the same is the view held by Imam Abu al-Abbas Ahmad ibn Ammar al-Mahdawi and emphasized by Imam Abu al-Qasim Abdul Rahman ibn Ismail, which is actually the name of Abu Shamma. In fact, it is the view of all the past scholars from whom no difference of opinion is reported in this regard. So he has made a very categorical statement that which comprehensively covers the many of the scholars and authorities of the past, which say that actually, as far as the as readings are concerned, we shall not discuss whether they are mutawatir or not, because their non-mutawatir status is evident. What we'll discuss now is what are the conditions which make a reading is acceptable. So just as we have conditions which make a hadith acceptable or a khabar wahid is acceptable, our scholars of qiraat now present, they present generally the fact that since they cannot be regarded as mutawatir, they are ahad, so we have to impose conditions of acceptability on these ahad the way they have been imposed in the case of hadith narratives. So, and also very evident from this is that Ibn Jazari has cited the previous authorities as well. Most of these previous authorities, they also subscribe to this opinion that as far as these qiraat are concerned, the basic discussion will be regarding their acceptability, and this can only be accepted. They can only be accepted if these three conditions are met, that they have to have a sound sanad, isnad, which goes to the Prophet. Then they have to be in accordance with one of the copies of the Osmanic copies, and then its Arabic has to be correct. If these three conditions are satisfied, then every reading shall be accepted. And therefore, we can clearly see that doing away with the condition of tawatur has actually made them impose these three conditions, so that anything which is incorrect in their opinion, any reading which is incorrect in their opinion, does not find its way into authentic sources. So now I'm going to move on and present Imam Suyuti's point of view. He's also recorded his point of view, and it is clear from the excerpt that I'm now just going to cite a couple of excerpts from his Al-Itqan, which tell us that he also regards these reading to be ahad. So he has actually echoed the opinion of Ibn al-Jazari, which I have just cited. He has actually echoed it in his book. But let me first see aside what he has actually said. He says, "Ilam an al-Qazi Jalal al-Din Balqini qal al-qiraat tanqasimu ila mutawatirin wa ahadin wa shaz. Fal mutawatir al-qiraat al-sab' al-mashura wal ahad qiraat al-salasa allati hiya tamam al-ashr wa yalhaqu biha qiraat al-sahaba wa shaz qiraat al-tabi'in kal-amash wa Yahya ibn Wassab ibn Jubair wa nahwihim." He cited Jalal al-Din al-Balqini. "Wa hazal kalam fihi nazar. يعرف مما سنذكره وأحسن من تكلم في هذا النوع إمام القراء في زمانه شيخ شيوخنا أبو الخير ابن الجزري." So he says, bear in mind that Al-Qazi Jalaluddin Al-Bulqini has said readings are mutawatir, ahad and shaz. He's citing the opinion of Qazi Jalaluddin Al-Bulqini. So he says that readings are classified as mutawatir, ahad and shaz. Among the mutawatir are the seven famous readings. The ahad are the three which make these seven into ten. And the readings of the companions of the sahaba and the shahs constitute the readings of the followers or the tabi'un, like Al-Amash, Yahya ibn Wassab, and Ibn Jubair, and others like them. So he's actually citing the opinion of Jalaluddin Balqini and telling us that how Al-Balqini has actually himself categorized these readings to be mutawatir, and Al-Balqini, as you can see, has presented the fact that the readings of these seven famous readers are mutawatir. This is what Balqini has said. But let's see what Suyuti has said in response. He says, "Fihi nazar. This view is questionable. as will become evident from what we will just mention. In fact, he has actually negated this view, and he goes on to actually present what, in his opinion, is the right view. And he says the best view in this regard is that of the leader of the readers of his times and teacher of our teachers, Abu al-Khair ibn al-Jazri, Shaykh al-Shuyukhina, ibn al-Jazri. And he says that this is the correct opinion which is held by ibn al-Jazri. As far as Balqini's opinion is concerned, that these seven are mutawatir, he categorically says that this is questionable, it is not correct. Now, he has actually presented in this regard the opinion of ibn al-Jazri. I'm just going to summarize it. So, it is actually an excerpt in which he classifies reading into mutawatir and mashur on the basis of what he has understood from Ibn al-Jazri himself. So here is his own classification of mutawatir, mashur, and ahad. So, while discussing al-mutawatir, he says, al-mutawatir wa huwa ma naqalahu jam'un la yumkinu tawatuhum al-kizb. Al-kazib or kizb an mislihim ila muntahahu wa ghalibul qira'at kazalik. المشهور وهو ما صح سنده ولم يبلغ درجة التواتر ووافق العربية ورسم واشتهر عن القراء فلم يعده من الغلط ولا من الشذوذ ومثاله ما اختلف الطرق في نقله عن السبع فرواه بعض الرواة عنهم دون بعض. So he says, Al-Mutawatir is that which is transmitted by such a multitude for which there is no possibility of collusion and falsehood, and most of the qiraat are of this stature, of this status. He's actually defining what Mutawatir qiraat are. So he says, most of the qiraat are of this stature. But bear with me as we go on, because he now is going to tell us in this regard that what actually is an example of Mutawatir or Mashur. And next he says, Al-Mashur is that whose chain of narration is correct but does not reaches the status of tawatur and is in accordance with Arabic and the script and is well known among the readers and they do not regard it to be wrong or among shuzuz. An example of this category is that which the readers ascribe to the seven readers differed from one another such that some narrators transmitted from them readings of the companions, transmitted from them what others does not. So he clearly is actually classifying these readings to be mashur. He says that they do not reach the status of tawatur. As far as tawatur is concerned, most of the qiraat are the same, but we can gauge from the fact that what he is telling us that at places where all the qurra agree, that is the place where the readings are mutawatir. And most of the Quran in which these qurra have agreed because it occupies a large chunk. So therefore he says that part is mutawatir. However, as far as these readings are concerned, it clearly says, وَمِثَالُهُ مَخْتَلَفَ تُرُكْ فِي نَقْلِهِ أَنِ السَّبْعَ. The example of the fact of the example of what is mashur is the fact that places in which these qurra differ from one another. So these are the readings that do not reach the status or the stature of tawatur, as you can see. وَلَمْ يَبْلُغْ دَرْجَةَ التَّوَاتُر. These are the words that he has said. So again, it is absolutely clear views here that Suyuti, also a very famous scholar and a very in fact, a polymath, he's a person who has a number of books and a number of areas in which he is credited to have written books. He is before us in this regard, and he has presented his point of view very, very, I would say, eloquently. And next, viewers, I'm now going to take up Imam Shawkani. So Imam Shawkani in his Ishad al-Fuhul is again someone that I'm now going to cite. And you can see how he also says that these readings cannot be regarded as mutawatir. So he says, وَقَدْ اِدَّعَ تَوَاتُرَ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنَ الْقِرَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَهِيَ خِرَاتُ عَبِي عَمْرِ وَنَافِعُ وَعَاسِمُ وَحَمْزَ وَالْكِسَائِي وَابْنِ كَسِيرِ وَابْنِ عَامِرِ دُونَ غَيْرِهَا وَادَّعَ أَيْضًا تَوَاتُرَ قِرَاتِ الْعَشْرِ وَهِيَ هَذِهِ مَا قِرَاتِ يَعْقُوبِ وَأَبِي جَعْفَرَ وَخَلَفَ وَلَيْسَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَثَارَةٌ مِّنْ عِلْمٍ فَإِنَّ هَذِي الْقِرَاعَةِ كُلُّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهَا مَنْقُولَةٌ نَقْلًا أَحَادِيًا كَمَا يَعْرِفْ ذَلِكَ مَنْ يَعْرِفُ أَسَانِيدَ هَؤُلَاءِ الْقُرَّاءِ لِقِرَاعَتِهِمْ وَقَدْ نَقَلَ جَمَعَةٌ مِّنْ الْقُرَّاءِ الْإِجْمَاعَ عَلَى أَنَّ فِي هَذِي الْقِرَاعَةِ مَا هُوَ مُتَوَاتِرٌ وَفِيهَا مَا هُوَ أَحَادٌ وَلَمْ يَقُلْ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهُمْ بِتَوَاتُرِ كُلِّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنَ السَّبْعِ فَضْلًا عَنِ الْعَشْرِ وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ قَوْلٌ قَالَهُ بَعْضُ أَهْلِ الْأُصُولِ وَأَهْلُ الْفَنِّ أَخْبَرُ بِفَنِّهِمْ. So this is a very, very comprehensive statement given by Imam Shawkani. He says that it is claimed that each of the seven readings, and they are the readings of Abu Amr, Nafi, Asim, Hamza, Al-Kisai, Ibn Kasir, and Ibn Amir, they are mutawatir except others. And a similar tawatir is claimed for the 10 readings in which the added three are Yaqub, Abu Jafar, and Khalaf. He says that there is no evidence in this because each of these readings is transmitted as ahad. This is the point that needs to be gauged. He says, "Laysa ala zalika atharatu min ilm." There is absolutely no evidence in this. And what he further says is, "Fa'inna hazihi al-qira'at kullu wahidatin minha manqulatun naqlan ahadiyan." So each of them, he said, have been transmitted as ahad. So he says that there is no evidence in this because each of these readings is transmitted as ahad, as is evident to him who knows the isnad of the readings of these readers. So anyone who knows the isnad of these readings, it is evident to him that they cannot be mutawatir. And a group of readers has transmitted a consensus that some content of these readings is mutawatir and some content is ahad. Moreover, none of these readers have claimed that all the content of these seven readings is mutawatir. So now we have Shawkani saying that the readers themselves, the seven famous readers or the other ones, they never claimed that what they are transmitting are mutawatir. They have never claimed this. This is what Imam Shawkani says. He says only some scholars of Usul regard that all of their content is mutawatir. Again, he posits the fact that there is a minority. There are people who think that these are mutawatir, and there are scholars of Usul who say that. Yet scholars of science of reading are much more knowledgeable in their science. So he says that these scholars of Usul, in fact, they cannot be relied upon because they are scholars of their own discipline, which is the ilm al-usul. But as far as the ilm of qiraat is concerned, its knowledge has to be trusted regarding people who are its scholars. And he says that these readers themselves, they have never claimed that what they have transmitted is mutawatir, that the content they have transmitted is mutawatir. So let alone the issue of 10, these seven themselves have also never claimed that they are mutawatir. So this is an even more clearer statement by Imam Shawkani that as far as this claim is concerned by the scholars of ilm al-usul that these readings are mutawatir, he says that it cannot be relied upon at all. It cannot be trusted. It is not true. He says that it is absolutely certain that these are ahad, and anyone who knows these asanid the way they have been mentioned in the books of qiraat clearly would reach this conclusion that they are ahad. Viewers, now I come to Imam Abul Qasim Al-Khuwi, who is one of the outstanding exponents of the Shiite thought, and I am going to quote an excerpt from his Al-Bayan. So he says, "Wal ma'roof an al-Shia annaha غير متواترة بالقراءة بينما هو اجتهاد من القاري وبينما هو منقول بخبر الواحد واختار هذا القول جماعة من المحققين من أهل السنة وغير بعيد أن يكون هذا هو المشهور بينهم." So he says it is well known among the Shiites that none of these readings is mutawatir. Some of these readings are the result of a reader's ijtihad and some are narrated through khabr al-wahid. A group of researchers from among the Ahlus Sunnah also hold this view, and it is not improbable that this be famous among them. So he says that as far as the Shiites themselves are concerned, it is well known that they do not regard these readings to be mutawatir at all. So some of them are the ijtihad, or the personal preference of a reader, and some of them, he says, they are transmitted as ahad from the Prophet himself. And he also says that a group of researchers among the Ahlus Sunnah also holds this view. So you can see, viewers, that as far as the nature of tawatur is concerned, as far as Shiites are concerned, I think if Imam Abul Qasim's statement is trusted, we can see that he's speaking for his denomination and telling us that it is ma'roof, it is conventional, well known among the Shiites that these readings are not mutawatir. This brings me, viewers, to an end to the opinions which I've begun citing in my previous episode. I'll end my talk here, and I have actually discussed 14 authorities, 14 very outstanding, celebrated figures who are champions in their own right regarding the ilm of qiraat and recital. And you can see that none of them has given this impression that these readings are mutawatir. All of them have actually They are unanimous in the fact that all these readings are ahad. And just remember that in the very beginning when I cited Imam Razi himself, he himself, although he's tried to reconcile the fact that if we accept that most of the Quran is mutawatir, but the fact is that he himself has also admitted this fact that the readings themselves are concerned, if they are regarded to be mutawatir, then there is a great complication which arises, because if all of them are mutawatir, then we cannot give one preference over the other, and which has actually happened. We have seen the readers themselves giving the preference to their own readings and disregarding the readings of others. So if this preference is present, then these readings cannot be regarded as mutawatir. So I will just bring to an end my talk as far as this episode is concerned. We have seen how our authorities themselves clearly state that these readings are not mutawatir. I've already discussed the isnads of these readings in my earlier talks. And inshallah, in the next and final episode, I shall take up some of the ancillary discussions which arise on this issue before we end it. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.